You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Curious artists, so you can go to the opening for more than just the snacks.
Books of Mana is a new book edited by Jacinta Ruru, Raukawa Ngāti Ranganui, Angela Wanhala, Kai Tahu, and Jeanette Wikaira, Ngāti Pūkenga, Ngāti Tamatera, Ngāpuhi, which released earlier this week. It is the first of its kind in the world to celebrate non-fiction Indigenous writing, exploring 200 years of Māori print legacies. In examining the ways 180 selected books have enriched lives and helped to foster understanding of the Māori experience, both at home in Aotearoa and internationally, the book is a clear vision of influence, excellence, and diversity of Māori writing. I spoke with co-editor and distinguished professor of law at the University of Otago, Jacinta Ruru, about Books of Mana. Books of Mana celebrates the rich but perhaps overlooked tradition of Māori authorship in Aotearoa, exploring 180 Māori-authored books of significance. And you've worked with Jeanette Wikaira and Angela Wanhala on this book, coming off the back of working on Te Takarangi, a selected list of Māori-authored non-fiction books published since 1815, which launched in 2018. What inspired the three of you to further explore the richness of Māori non-fiction writing and scholarship in this project?
Yeah, so the three of us have always been really interested in Māori writing. You know, we love books, but there was a lot of conversations that we started to have and I started to hear, it's probably about 10 years ago, where professors and research scientists and so on were commenting to us that Māori are new to writing books, that Māori are just starting to write books, and, you know, an idea, isn't it great that Māori are sharing their knowledge in books? But both Jeanette, Angela and I started to reflect on that and thought, well, actually Māori have been writing books for a long time. And in fact, it's 200 years since Māori have been writing books, with that first book that we know of was published in 1815. And so it's amazing and powerful and beautiful when you amass this collection of Māori written non-fiction books for 200 years now. And we just love this project so much, and we're really proud of this book that's just been published this week.
Why do you think having a book or documentation, I guess, of Māori nonfiction authorship is so important?
I think it's really important because it really shows the history, the persistence, and the generous sharing of knowledge that Māori have been committed to, you know, for generations now. And when you see all these books together, it's really inspiring, the range of topics that are being covered, the detail, the material that's in there. And it's really interesting to see the themes that come through. There's a whole lot of writing in there around our history and remembering. There's a lot of writing in there around the importance of our language, the importance of identity. There's a lot of resistance writing in there around politics and so on. And then it's also interesting to look at how Māori women are writing and what's driving their writing and their sharing of knowledge as well.
And of course, within this process, the three of you had to select 180 Māori-authored non-fiction books. How did you go about approaching this? It's quite a difficult task, of course.
It's a very difficult task, and I was really naive. I thought it would maybe take, you know, kind of a weekend, but it ended up being really nearly a year-long process. So we had to develop our own methodology, because of course this is only a selection and only a portal into the books that are available. So it took a long time, and it went through a lot of peer review and a lot of really hard decisions around, you know, much loved books that haven't quite made it into here. So our methodology included they needed to be books that kind of stood the test of time, ones that we come back to time and time again. We decided we wanted books that are quite easily accessible and ones that have been published by kind of mainstream publishers and so on. So they were some of the criteria that we were looking for.
And of course, the book is structured into kind of three key sections: Te Takarangi, the collection, Why We Write, and Books as Taonga. Would you like to give a brief overview as to what each of these sections cover?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the first part, we talk about what is this collection? What does it mean when we, you know, have 180 books sitting there together? We talk about what publishers themselves, like the history of publishing in Aotearoa, New Zealand. That's a really interesting component that comes out when we see these books all together. And then what it means when you just look even at the art and the imagery of these front covers, what sits on the front of these books, how are we depicting them? So that first part of the book is all about the collection, the curation of the list, the publishers, the book covers, and we do some little spotlights on some of the books, including Aparana Nata's book on Ngā Mōtiatia, his songs, just as in a little example of a moment of one of our, I suppose, in that 180 books, we also pull out 12 books that we see as the really strong anchors that a lot of scholarship since has really gravitated towards. And Aparana Nata, Ngā Mōtiatia is one of those 12 anchor books that, well, we believe are anchor books. The second part of the book is about why we write, and it starts off with this incredible, beautiful chapter. It's Angela's authored this one, where it looks, where she's gone through a whole number of books and looks at the, and normally in the front cover of a, on the inside pages of a book is acknowledgement. So the author is acknowledging family, ancestors, and Angela went through and looked at all those acknowledgements, and it's a beautiful chapter around how Māori as authors, who are we thanking, how are we thanking them, and so there's a beautiful chapter on there. We talk about why we write. This theme also is around resistance, revitalisation, te reo, rangatira, the importance of our language, and the importance, and so on, around mana wahine as well. And then the third component of the book, books is taonga, and that opens with a beautiful chapter by Jeanette Wekaida talking about books and how they are so often so important to families. And a number of other authors come in and add to that around the mātauranga that is held in these books, how we care for these books, how we know these books, how a lot of the books derive from manuscripts that are held in, you know, libraries throughout New Zealand, and how authors are accessing that material. So three, you know, beautiful components to this Books of Mana.
That was Jacinta Ruru speaking to me about Books of Mana, a new book celebrating the richness of Māori non-fiction writing. Books of Mana is now available at independent bookstores near you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.